This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Billy Sims was Adrian Peterson before Adrian Peterson, Oklahoma, and Barry Sanders before Barry Sanders in Detroit. A Heisman Trophy winning running back at Oklahoma, Sims became the first overall selection of the 1980 draft by the Detroit Lions and immediately proved worthy of the pick. He rushed for 1,300 yards on his way to NFL Rookie of the Year honors and went to the Pro Bowl each of his first three seasons. He was on a Hall of Fame track until suffering a career-ending knee injury midway through his fifth season. Billy spent 2 years rehabilitating his knee with hopes of returning to the field, but never made it back. But Billy has agreed to visit with us today to discuss his career. So, Billy Sims, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Okay, Billy, let's start with a two-part question. How often have you replayed your final NFL carry in your mind, and you were on a Hall of Fame track? How often do you wonder what might have been?
Well, believe it or not, not really too often, but only when people, you know, I'm around somebody bring it up. But really my background is I was more of a baseball guy because I'm from St. Louis, Missouri by birth, but I was raised in Texas by my grandparents in Hooks, Texas, which is east of Dallas. And really didn't start playing football until the 10th grade. I was mostly a baseball guy, believe it or not. Living in St. Louis, the Cardinals, I'm still a big Cardinals fan to this day. Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Helena Cepeda, Kirk Flood. That's where I got the number 20 from was Kirk Flood, actually. And so I thought I was going to be a pitcher one day. I was a left-handed pitcher, played center field. And, of course, all that changed when I came to Texas because everybody was playing football in Texas. And I didn't want to play because I was scared of getting hit, believe it or not.
You know, you rushed for 1,800 yards in your Heisman Trophy-winning season and 1,400 yards in your best NFL season. You obviously made the transition look easy from college to the pros. Was it as easy a transition as you made it look, Billy?
No, not really. You know, without supporting cast of guys, plus, in college, you know, the offense was different. Terminology was different. Once I got to the NFL, it was definitely different. And I can never really forget when I scout, because I didn't go to a combine back then. They didn't have the combine. He came and worked me out there in Norman, Oklahoma. We ran up out of the stadium. I had my warm-ups on, and he was clocking me. And, you know, I was 4'4", 4'4", 5'4", 4'4", 4'4", 5'. And I told him, I said, let me take my warm-ups off. I think I can get a better time. He said, well, don't even worry about that. We're not going to trade you anyway. You did it good. So that was it. That was my combine.
Hey, Billy, I was on the Big 8 Sky Raiders in 1978. And on our visit to Norman, when we talked to you, we noticed on the front of your helmet the initials HT. We all assumed the HT meant Heisman Trophy, but we assumed wrong, didn't we?
Yes, you did. That stood for Hooks, Texas. but don't feel bad, because even Coach Swisher thought it meant Heisman Trophy. I said, no, Coach, that's for Hooks, Texas.
you know, obviously you played in the wishbone at Oklahoma. I think you caught one pass in college on a team that threw only 100 passes. Was there any concerns voiced by NFL guys about your ability to fit into the passing game, or did they know that you were just going to be lugging the football?
Well, you know, when they came out, that was one of their biggest things. Was they didn't know if I could catch the ball or not. And I said, well, I caught two, one in high school and one in college, so I think I was pretty good at it. And actually, it gave me another weapon that I'd never seen or had before. And believe it or not, my rookie year, I became the second all-time, well, not all-time, but the second leading receiver on the team. And I loved it coming out of the backfield, you know, get the matchup one-on-one with the linebacker or defensive back. Most of the time, I would win those. So they figured out real early that I could catch the ball.
Bill, you mentioned Hooks. To say you were a schoolboy legend is a bit of an understatement. You rushed for 38 consecutive 100-yard games, which to this day remains a Texas State record. You had one season when you rushed for almost 4,000 yards. So how did all those Southwest Conference schools in Texas let you escape to Oklahoma?
Well, you know, really, as a kid, because Hooks was over there by Texarkana, which in that area is a lot of Razorback fans and Texas A&M fans, and I really didn't have a favorite team because mostly all the time I would watch baseball. I still had this itch about being a pitcher one day for the St. Louis Cardinals. And back in those days, you could take many visits if you wanted, but I took 5 visits because on the weekend I would be working at the gas station. And actually, I had already committed to Baylor. So I thought I was going to Baylor because I think that year, 73, 74, I think they upset Texas. They beat Texas or whatever. And my grandmother fell in love with a great guy, Coach Taft. So I was just going because my grandmother liked Coach Taft. And I visited, of course, Arkansas and the University of Texas and had the first time to meet the great Bob Lilly. I went to TCU. And my last visit was Oklahoma. And at that time, I thought Oklahoma normally was so far from Hooks. I said, well, no, I'm going to go ahead and commit and go to Baylor because it was a lot closer to Hooks. And my last visit was Oklahoma. I decided to go because at that time, my baseball coach was from Oklahoma and a big Sooner fan. So I go up there and visit. OU had just won the national championship in 74. And they had a lot of Texas players on the team. I didn't realize they had all these Texas guys on the team. Of course, Coach Switzer saw that, and he took advantage of it. He said, oh, yeah, we recruit Texas all the time. I said, well, Coach, I had a great visit, but I'm going to go on to Baylor. He said, well, I understand. He said, before you go, he's recruiting me all the time, but I don't know this. He said, before you go home, I want you to meet my family. I said, okay. At that time, he had 3 kids. Still do, but they're always young then. Well, I get to his house, and they all run out with number 20 on their jerseys. I'm like, wow. He said, oh, yeah, Billy, they're already selling your number 20 up here already. I said, really? I'm thinking I got the only number 20, you know. And one thing led to another. Well, that following weekend, you know I pump gas, work at the gas station on the weekend. They was playing it. This is a true story because he had this in his bootleg book he had out years ago. He called me from the game at halftime. And my coworker come out there and tell me this. I'm thinking they playing a joke on me, you know, because I was listening to the game on the radio. Because where Hooks is, we're not there, really that far from Ida Bell, Oklahoma, if you think about it, so I could get the game. And I said, well, Coach, I know you get the game. He said, oh, yeah, we're kicking the shit. And I didn't have anything to tell my players. But I was thinking about you. Now, this is when we had the payphone. A lot of folks don't know about the payphone, but I do. And, he said, what you doing? I said, I'm just working, Coach. He said, well, I've been to thinking. He said, if you recommit and come to this great University of Oklahoma, I'm going to promise you 2 things. I said, okay, what's that, Coach? Well, he pulled a grandmother card on me. He said, first of all, I'm going to make sure you're going to get your degree and graduate, which I did. And 2, you're going to win the Heisman Trophy, which I did. True story.
Good story.
True story. But come to find out, all the other guys he told the same story to. So we have a he was Oprah before Oprah. You gonna win a Heisman. You gonna win a Heisman. You gonna win a Heisman. Everybody's winning Heisman trophies at that time. Because if you remember, they used to have what they call the top blue chippers. I know you remember this.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
And at that time, I think 14 out of 18 of us went to Oklahoma. You had the great Kenny King from West Texas out there.
Sure.
So they were loaded again. And, of course, I ended up changing my mind and never looked back. Of course, Grant Taft was mad at me for a while because I used to see him out in public in different things. What a great guy. And most of all, it took a long time for my grandmother to get over that.
What was it like playing for Barry Switzer? I mean, you know, you look from the outside, you know, he's funny, he's all sort of things. But I imagine he's probably a lot tougher than we know. What was it like playing for
him? Oh, yeah. Well, not even that. Well, we still have a strong connection to this day, 40-something years later. Not just me. If you ask 100 players, not 99 of them would take a bullet for him. I'm one of them. He's just that type of guy, family-orientated. Have helped a lot of guys, young football. And the main thing that lasts with me to this day, I'll be 64 in September, is that when your playing days are over with, the crowds are gone, I'm going to still be in your corner. And not just me. If you talk to 100 guys, 99 of them are going to tell you the same thing. And I probably see or talk to Coach Swiss at least a couple times a month. I always have been in touch with him or been around him, even to this day.
You know, you wore, of course, number 20 with the Lions, and so did Hall of Famers Len Barney and Barry Sanders. No one else?
Oh, yeah.
No one else ever going to wear that number again in Detroit. So did they retire your number or did they retire Barry Sanders' number?
Or Len Barney, because he had it first. You know, he's a 7-8. I was a Hall of Famer, Hall Pro. I think it was retired because I was at the ceremony with Liam and Barry. So all three of the numbers were retired because of what we did for the Lions. And actually, come next month, I'm going to be announcing their first round pick. I'll be there at the draft.
Oh, cool.
All right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Billy, is there a special bond between Lem and you and Barry?
Oh, yeah. I see Barry quite often. Actually, I have a restaurant in Ford Field there, so I see Barry a lot. We watch the game together and a lot of other former players. So I knew back when Barry came out of college, he was a can't miss type of player. And at that time, the head coach was, what was the head coach of the Lions at that time when Barry came?
Wayne Fonts
from Tampa Bay. See, Wayne was there my last year. I was rehabbing in 85. He was a defensive back coach. And when he became head coach, when Barry came available, I called him. I said, you guys don't draft him. You're missing out on a great opportunity. So I think they were looking at Dion or somebody else, not Barry Sanders. But he definitely took that number 20 to a different level. So I see Barry quite often from time to time. And he still comes back to Oklahoma from time to time on some business ventures.
So who was the better back in his prime, you or Barry Sanders?
I always say Barry was. Even though and I had the pleasure of watching his career, being at games when I had retired, the things he did to his opponent was incredible.
And one other thing, in your rookie year, you caught 52 passes. Did you surprise the NFL or did you surprise yourself more?
I was surprised myself, really. Well, because the pass and the pass routes, you know, I finally got used to that. Was easy than the option, because when you run an option, the pitch may land anywhere, and you got to be in the right place at the right time. But with a pass route, you know where you're going. The quarterback knows you're going. You go there, you know, 5-out, 5-in or whatever, 10, 15, and the ball should be there. But with an option, you never know where the ball is going to be sometimes.
All right. Well, Billy, thanks for joining us, and good luck with all your barbecue restaurants. And I know I, for one, am anxious to have that Heisman burger.
Well, pretty good. Actually, the closest one I got to Dallas is in Durant, Oklahoma, past the casino up there. So if you're ever there, and also Walmart carry my barbecue sauce in the area.
Really?
There we go.
Well, build a restaurant down here.
Well, we're working on that as you speak. We're working on it.
Build one in Hooks.
Actually, I had one in Texarkana. Oh, okay. It was a lot bigger than Hooks. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Bill, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Billy.
Bye now.
Thanks, Billy. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.